This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by GoDaddy.com. Get a 149.com with code MMA149. TiVo, get $50 off a Romeo DVR with code MMA. Venso, get 15% off your order with code MMA Nuts. Woo! Hey fans, this is MMA Nuts episode 219.
What? 218.
Is it 18?
It's 218.
Are you sure?
Yes.
All right. My name's Ingo Weigel.
Matt Groth, MMA Show. By my fans, for my fans, we walk the line between serious and ridiculous.
And ridiculous. What is ridiculous today, Matt?
Rich Franklin.
Really?
Weighing his food still, apparently.
He's got issues. Well, you know... As I was saying, how do you look good past 40? I think you got to do that crazy shit.
You're either on the sauce of some sort, or you're weighing your food.
Or
and,
both.
And eating it with, a toothbrush opposite side or something.
Yes.
Because you didn't want to wake whoever else was in the room.
Mm-hmm.
Nice guy, by the way.
Yeah, we were at Chicago Ideas Week this week, and got to see a few people speak, and people from different walks of life. Different professions and different backgrounds and whatnot.
Philosopher, astronaut, movie producer, UFC fighter, champion,
journalist.
Yeah.
So I mean, it's cool to see how people are different and people have different career paths and whatever, but they're exceptional in their own way. Mm-hmm. You know, and I thought Rich gave a really good speech.
What was his? Fuck like a champ.
Work like a champ.
That's it.
He probably fucks like a champ too. Yeah, it's a whole different movie. But, no, his speech was good, and it was well put together, and, you know, there were parts of it that were very analytical, as to be expected from a high school math teacher, mm-hmm. right? But, you know, it's just funny to hear how some of these people have achieved success in different ways by just kind of, like, thinking outside the box and going with the flow, and of course, having opportunities to be around some really amazing people, you know, mm-hmm. that... Bonnie Curtis. I mean, she was the producer for Steven Spielberg for like 17 years or 15 years. I mean, that alone in itself will mm-hmm. rub off, as you know.
Or something.
Wax on.
That's right.
Yeah.
Do it.
I did like, I really liked her story of when they were talking about Schindler's List, so they weren't going to let him film there.
Yeah.
And she like took it to him, and the guy's just like, yeah, we don't need to go in there. Like, we don't need to go in Auschwitz. It's fine. We'll figure it out. But it's just, it's funny because to some people, like, what seems like a major problem, like, exceptional people come up with solutions. And her whole big thing was, is, you know, move yourself on the other side of the problem.
Right.
And I've done that, actually, this week at my daytime job, and it was kind of weird.
So you're getting, like, hammered at the job now? Like,
yes.
Boozing it up a little
bit? Or put myself on the other side where I'm drinking. I'm at 6 p.m. at noon.
Yes.
Okay?
You got to make it happen.
That's my
earlier.
Goal. Beer at 12. Yes. No, but Rich was cool. I was surprised how cool he was.
Mm-hmm.
You know? He totally shook my hand like it was, like, some guy I just met, you know,
yeah.
like, in the bar, and he wasn't all, like... And he's like, oh, so we're doing this now? We're taking a picture? I'm like, yeah, okay, sure. He's like, you're going to do this too? And he was like, what did he do? He put his arms around
yeah.
us like it was no big deal. And he was a little smaller than I expected in person. I thought he'd be huge, but he was not huge.
No, but he's probably lean as shit.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
do you think he's going to fight again?
Sounded like it. Sounded like he wanted to, but it sounded like there's a little weirdness if you're the VP for 1FC. How are you going to come back for a fight in the UFC?
I think you can't. Can you?
Yeah, no. So I was saying that I bet his fight will be in 1FC. That seems to be
okay.
Make the most sense. Kind of how Ray Sefo did it for World Series of Fighting.
Sure.
And hopefully he could have at least, you know, you'd like to see him go out on a win, maybe one more fight. Mm-hmm. I don't know against who, but.
Chuck Liddell.
Yeah.
We're going to bring Chuck Liddell out of retirement.
No. One night only. Let's see how many times we could piss the UFC off.
Well, I was going to bring that up when we met him, but for some reason I decided not to. No, because like a little part of me hated him when he knocked out Chuck Liddell.
Oh, stop.
I didn't want to tell him that. I was like, a little part of me wanted to.
You killed a little part of me when
you
knocked out Chuck Liddell.
Yes, he did.
I just want you to know
that. With a broken arm, too.
Yeah.
So
but, yeah, I mean, I wish we I would have taken up all his time, but there's so many other people waiting to talk to him and get pictures. Or,
yeah,
fuck.
It was a cool experience.
Yeah.
And what did you say? We need to do this more often. Go see.
Yeah, go to a different
talking, speaking.
Yes.
It was quite engaging. I enjoyed it. What else is going on, Matt?
Well, let's hit some news up.
The news brought to you by Matt Griffith.
Right.
How do you fuck like a champ?
Get on the TRT.
That too.
Anyway.
How's that going, by the way?
It's awesome.
Awesome.
I'm not going to lie.
Everything is awesome.
Yeah. It's like the Lego movie.
Yeah.
Everything. Yeah. So let's start with, and it's all over. Mike Goldberg.
Are you speaking about his NFL commentating career?
What a done. So apparently he goes out, doesn't have the best performance. He's calling some of the football players as players on the other team.
It was bad.
You know, like a typical UFC broadcast. He's not going to get everything right, but, you know, he's kind of happy-go-lucky kind of guy. And then apparently he did not like the criticism that he received on the Twitter.
There was a lot.
And, you know, he came back with classic comebacks like, dude, fuck you, douche. Hide behind your keyboard and get the fuck off my Twitter. Bye now. Grab a headset or fuck off, you and your 12 followers. My New Year's resolution is to ignore those who simply waste oxygen. And what I meant to say is submit it. I say a million things. Fuck off, loser. Grab a headset or blow me, dick.
Whoa, he actually said that? Awesome. Was he drunk when he did this?
I don't know. He might have been off the oxys or on the oxys. I'm not quite sure.
Okay.
It's neither here nor there, but this is weird. So, because he still has a UFC on Fox gig, right? So
well, sure.
He loses the NFL side.
The NFL don't play that game, Matt.
So you're saying there's a difference between
yes.
the NFL to the UFC.
He was going all like gangster, and the NFL is not.
So you're saying the UFC shit doesn't fly in the
no.
NFL.
No, no, no.
Why?
Could you imagine Dana White being the commissioner of the NFL?
That would be awesome.
No, it wouldn't. The people would go crazy. Yeah, it's weird. I don't know what sparked this whole thing. Does he need the money, or does he have a passion for football, or what
I don't
is the story?
Know.
It makes no sense to me, but
I didn't see his performance, so I can't comment on
I
good
saw
or bad,
some of it on YouTube, and it was not very good. So, but you know, I don't know. There was a lot of people who were terrible on. I mean, was it the comedian guy on Monday Night Football?
Dennis Miller.
Oh, terrible.
He had no reason being there.
Oh my God! But he tried, you know, and he got a lot of criticism, and he took it or whatever. But what was Goldberg's reason for trying this? I don't know. Does that mean he's on his way out with the UFC and he's looking to transition to a new commentating broadcasting gig? Does the UFC not pay well enough? You know, I don't know. Does he just want some of that NFL money?
I don't know. It's very confusing. But here's another example of Twitter killing another person's job. I don't. That's why I wonder, is Twitter good or bad? I think.
Well, Matt, you can't say things publicly that are derogatory to that extent and not expect to have a backlash.
Why not?
Because people are fucking sensitive.
What is this notion in my beer?
That's the soot.
I have soot in my beer.
It's the cock and balls.
Straight out of Belgium.
Yeah. That means it's good stuff. I don't know. Maybe not.
Or it's the bottle. I don't know. There's a bleed.
There's bleed. You can't say that stuff.
Why?
You just can't. In a public forum, that's like, okay. You can't, like, be a public figure and be, like, racist and shit and say
sure.
derogatory shit or whatever. You can't do that stuff.
I can't call someone a douche?
No.
Why not?
Because you just can't. In the public eye.
All right.
Because at the same time, the NFL is trying to protect its marketing.
Well, they've had a rough go of late.
Well, yeah. So not the best time to be doing this stuff. And, you know, unfortunately for him, should have kept his mouth shut. When in doubt, don't type those 140 characters.
When in doubt, just tell everybody to fuck off, grab a headset, and blow me dick.
Yes.
I think that's the moral from the story.
Would the UFC tolerate this?
Fuck yeah. Dana White. That was like, I think Dana White may have taken over Goldberg's Twitter for a day.
He's like, I got this.
How they do all that cross-promotional shit.
Like, Goldie, send me your login. I got this for you, buddy.
Don't worry. I'll nip this shit in the bud. What? Within 10 minutes.
You fuck with you forever again.
Yeah.
That sounds like a Dana White.
It
fuck
does.
You, blow me.
That's the exact same thing.
You
would
and your 12 followers.
Well, then you also got to look at. Well, here's followers. the You're in the UFC. Mm-hmm. The president of the UFC sets the example of how to respond to people on Twitter. He's just following the president's lead. And now you're going to penalize the man for following the president's lead.
Yes, but he's working for the NFL at the time. Roger Goodell probably doesn't even have a Twitter.
It's neither here nor there. There you go. It's neither here nor there. I say let the man play on. But here's the
Is
real
he officially
question.
Fired, though? Because yes, I read that he done. Was just a couple weeks
No,
done.
He's done.
Okay.
But what if he would have had a good performance and then a couple people, like, the same thing would have happened? Would he keep the job then? I mean, obviously he made some fuck-ups. I think that's what caused this all to happen.
Hard to say.
He'd have to be the best of the best. He'd have to be like John Madden back in the day.
Yeah.
I don't know if he's the best of the best.
John Madden, he was pretty good. Always talking about his fucking turducken. Goddamn turducken.
It sounds like it's some sort of a move. Like
no, turducken. There's a duck inside of a turkey, and it's like a turducken. You never heard this?
No.
You would talk about this shit constantly. Always about food.
I totally understand. That's us, right? We're not talking about food.
But a turducken.
Meat in your mouth. Meat in your mouth.
You put a duck, stuffed a duck, stuff it inside of a turkey, and you cook it. And it's a turducken.
Sounds delicious.
It does. I don't like duck, though. Have you had duck?
Yes. No. Tastes like turkey.
No, it's fatty.
Tastes like turkey. I had duck tacos disgusted. The other day. Tastes like turkey.
Yeah.
So, I guess we'll move along then.
Okay. Please.
We'll get out of this one.
Thank
so,
you.
So, Chael Sonnen starts a podcast and...
What's it called?
I don't remember. I didn't listen. Actually, I didn't even listen. I just
That would be an awesome name
excerpts.
For a podcast. Yeah, I don't remember podcast.
I don't remember.
Or a TV show? That's
all
awesome.
Good. So he talked about his PED use.
Uh-huh.
And he gives you no apologies, Ingo.
Good for you, Chael.
And here's some of the quotes from this. He says, "Not going to apologize because I'm not sorry. I'm a consenting adult. I knew exactly what I was doing. This was a premeditated decision. If I go jump in my car and I back up and I hit my neighbor's garbage cans, I'm sorry for that. This was a calculated decision. I made the decision, and I'll live with it. That's it. I wouldn't make any excuses about it." What are your thoughts on...
Good for you, Chael.
No excuses. Because this is not the typical response, right?
Well...
Typically, people, "Oh, I'm sorry. I fucked up. I made a mistake. I'll never do it again. Blah, blah, blah."
Well, I mean, no. Not everyone does that. You know, didn't Tim Sylvia own up to his steroid use, I recall? Was he one of the guys?
I think yes, because he said he didn't like the way his body looked.
Yeah.
So he wanted to have a more aesthetic look to his body.
Because he was pudgy,
doughy. I don't need it for the performance-enhancing side. I need it
I just don't want to be so doughy-looking.
Beautify.
Yes. No, good for him. I mean, Chael always seemed like a no-nonsense kind of guy.
Okay.
So he's like, "I'm not fucking sorry. I made a shitload of money being on TRT. Fuck off."
Exactly. Right? Like, look at the performance he had against Anderson Silva. The first time.
He was not on TRT for
No,
that.
He fought 25 minutes. Fucking pedal to the metal.
Is that the fight he tested
120.
Positive? First time? It was, wasn't it?
No. No, he was clean. Yeah, he
sure?
was fine after that.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
I don't recall.
But looking back, you could tell if he was, you know, EPOing and all that other shit, that his cardio was off the charts. So he could push the pace on someone and melt them.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't work out that time.
Nope.
Or the second time, the spinning back
third
fist,
time.
Miss.
Or the John Jones fight.
Yeah.
You know, things just don't go his way. It's too bad. Good for him. What kind of podcast is this?
I don't know. I mean, listen, he only had one episode out so far.
Okay.
With Ariel Helwani as his first guest.
Oh, yeah. Okay. That makes sense.
Which sounded like I think Ariel was asking Chael more of the questions than the other way around.
I see.
But that's to be expected. So we'll move right along. So Scott Coker had some changes for Bellator for 2015.
Okay.
And here's what we got. We got one card per month.
Yes.
Friday nights.
Awesome.
And then three or four times per year, we're going to do Saturday nights. Big cards loaded with big stars, heavily promoted. The undercards are going to be Spike.com, and then the four main event card or fights will be on Spike TV. And then the other cool thing is, so they have this November 15th card. They're going to have Joe Schilling versus Melvin Manhoef in Bellator.
What? Schilling is a Glory fighter, is
yes.
he not?
But that's what sets up an awesome thing, because they can do a rematch in Glory then. So I hope what, it sounds like they're smart enough, that we're going to have these cross-promotion fights. So you could take the guy in Glory, bring him over to Bellator, you can have an MMA fight with someone, and then if that doesn't work out for either guy, fuck it, let's go to Glory, and let's just strike it out. Okay. I like this. I like this action.
That should be brutal. Man, those guys are both killers, man. It's going to be, when is this?
That's the November 15th card.
Okay, I got to set my TiVo for that fucker.
So, like, with you, what do you think of this strategy for them going forward?
I love it. Dude, it's genius. This is what we've been asking for.
Yes.
Right?
Oh.
Less events, make them more significant. I don't need to watch Bellator every fucking Friday. I don't watch it now. But if it's on once a month.
It's a tough sell.
Once a month with the good fighters, hell, I'm in. I can devote a few hours of that once a month. Not every Friday, though, you know?
No, so, well, it just shows you, you didn't even have a roster as deep as the UFC, right?
Right.
And you're trying to do it once a week.
How many percent on this beer?
I'm still looking at the drips. I'm not quite sure what I'm dripping. But it's
alcohol, pure river alcohol.
It'll all work out.
It'll all work out. You think so?
Yes.
Okay. I like it. Coker, I love you, man.
You'd be even better if you was coked up like Bob Probert. Coked up, making the fights happen. Making the fights happen. Mm-hmm. So, and then you look at the UFC now, who comes out and does like the exact opposite. So they announce a couple of fights. You have Uriah Faber will be fighting Francisco Rivera. And Henan Barao will be fighting Mitch Gannon. So if you're keeping track at home, that's a number 3 versus a number 11 and a number 1 versus a number 15.
Perfect.
Fucking expert matchmaking?
I love it.
Great.
Joe Silva has the plan. He knows something.
What, match these guys up against people they could squash to maybe set up other fights for these guys?
Could be.
It's very curious, especially with Faber. And I mean, Barao, that doesn't make any fucking sense for either of these guys. Why?
I don't know. I don't have a good answer. All I can tell you is that they seem to be wanting to put on as many events as possible. There must be a reason.
Yeah. It's global expansion.
Yes. Fuck you in the face is what they want to do.
That's fine. A good face fuck?
Yes.
That's what it's all about. UFC equals face fuck.
UFC Ingo 190 Weigel. Face fuck. Face fucking you all day long.
Face fucking you into world domination.
I guess.
Is that how it works out? Yeah. Is that on slide 2? You know, you only saw slide 1, which is world fucking domination. Slide 2 is face fucking. 2015 or 2014, we're fucking you face. Fucking your face.
Correct. Wow.
It's awesome. Move right luck. The GSP is medically cleared to start fighting again.
This is nonsense.
His knee is strategically repaired. He may be a bionic man. I'm not quite sure. Lorenzo and Dana apparently had a meeting with him. Do you think there's a GSP signing imminent? No?
No. I think it's all bullshit, headline-grabbing nonsense. GSP is never fighting again.
What?
So I see no reason for him to. Why would he want to?
Money and bitches.
Isn't he like 38 now?
No, oh, he's still probably mid-30s, if not 28.
28. I don't think he's that young.
He's a hard 34.
Okay. Well, hard anyways, I see no reason for him to continue. I think he's got plenty of money, plus the aliens, you know, the money from all the anal probing he's
Well, is he ever
going
to talk about, like, remember he was on the Rogan podcast? And he's, one day I tell you.
You should tell us
the
now.
Fucking just come out and say it. Who cares? You've been out of the sport for like a year and plus.
Yeah.
I think he's coming back, Ingo. I think him and Brock Lesnar are both going to come back.
I don't think
you heard it here first.
I don't think Brock's coming back.
Brock's going to come back and he's going to fight Frank Mir.
Frank wants
I told
that
you,
fight.
They're going to do UFC 100 again at UFC 200.
That would be an interesting idea.
Let's do it again. Everybody's going to
If you put
rematch.
Brock on a card even right now, he'd put that fucker over a million buys.
Yeah,
especially right now because he's been so hot in wrestling. I think he would draw a huge crowd. It makes sense, but does he want to do it? I don't know. I was just talking to Comprito about Brock, actually, last week.
Insider scoop here.
Well, no, we were just kind of saying, like, we were going back and forth about, you know, what Brock could have been, what should have been.
Yeah.
How they should have brought him up, and how the UFC made a mistake letting him fight all these big name guys too soon is because Brock didn't want to fight, you know, cans. Like, the guy literally didn't want to fight a tomato can. He's like, no, I want to fight the best. And, you know, Comprito thinks that they really should have not done that. They should have throttled back and let him build himself up. And then pretty much his big opinion is, you know, basically after the whole thing with this, even before the surgery, I think he had one fight before he had the surgery. The guy was never the same. Like, he is, you know, he started to doubt his own physical well-being, and you can't have that kind of doubt going into a professional cage fight. You know, you start to worry about, am I going to be okay? Where before it was like a whole, it was like, I'm going to kill that guy. Yeah. And, you know, as the mentality had changed. So that's why I don't think he's coming back, because I don't think you can get that back. I don't think.
But he's not motivated by the money, is he?
He's got the like money. $6 or $7 million in wrestling.
What if they give him $50 million?
I don't think.
Come back.
How can they get that money back?
Who cares?
What do you
take a loss for one time.
Whatever.
Pride rules.
That's not going to happen. I'd love to see it. I really would. But I just don't see the opportunity for him to. Who would he fight? Frank Mir, maybe?
Frank Mir or Josh Barnett. Those are the two guys I'd like to see him come back and fight. Mir would make the most sense, since you have each guy's got to win. They love the fucking rubber match. Settle that shit.
Strawberries?
Goddamn right. Don't take his strawberries. Yeah. And then the last thing I had, I saw this promo for the Scorpion King 4, and it has Hoist Gracie, Bigfoot Silva, and Roy Nelson in it. Is this shit for real?
Probably.
Fuck. I'll post a picture. They're all in like fucking gladiator gear, getting ready to throw
Scorpion
down. I'm assuming
King. Wasn't that originally The Rock?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm assuming this is straight to DVD. Fucking Hoist is in there, and fucking Bigfoot and Roy. Not the most articulate of people when you look at, like, let's pick the three weirdest fuckers to put in a movie together. And who else was in that? Oh, fuck. Lou Ferrigno.
Whoa.
So let's add all the fucking
all the big
most
dudes?
Articulate people in the world. Interesting. Interesting. I don't know. That's it. That's it for me.
Hey, you want to talk about UFC 179?
When's that?
Next weekend.
Yeah, exactly. I give no fucks.
No?
No.
No title match? Jose Aldo?
No interest.
Don't care?
No.
Phil Davis? Glover Teixeira?
I thought we just saw a similar fight with Glover or Phil Davis fighting Anthony Rumble Johnson. I don't see much difference between him and Glover Teixeira, although this is happening in Brazil, and the Brazilians seem to favor Phil Davis over Lyoto Machida in a controversial decision at one time.
Okay.
I don't think lightning strikes.
Camp?
I don't think. Yeah,
when you
one
stuck
time
that flute up your pussy. That was the best.
That's great until you have daughters and one of them decides they want to play the flute and the other one goes to band camp. I'm like, oh, Jesus Christ.
The thoughts that must go through your head at that point.
Well, you have a daughter now, so just wait till they get a little.
I don't want to think about these things.
And things start growing.
Yes. We don't want to think about
gross.
That. Like, Das is gross? Like, good kind gross? Like, my dick is gross?
See, now you're talking about daughter and your dick in the same sentence.
No.
We're out. The show is over.
That's
Ego.
Not what
you
I'm
just
saying.
Ruin it. I'm just gonna walk off.
As
the
a matter
set.
Of fact,
I'm walking.
I don't even want to ever think that.
I'm walking off.
It's a walk off show.
Start this off, or are we just shut it down? That was this week's edition.
Goodbye.
Oh.
Yeah. Where were we?
Anyways, we're at our sponsor.
Sponsor! Hey, we got a new sponsor. Submission Fight Company. Go to submissionfc.com. You can save 10% on your order using code MMANUTS. Really sweet deal. These guys have some really affordable gis. Listen.
What?
There are some people out there selling ridiculous money.
What's that one?
Shoya Roll. I just saw an advertisement today for the new Shoya Roll gi. $325 to get in on the batch of this release of the... It's a fucking gi that you're going to sweat in and blood. People are going to bleed on it and all kinds of weird. You're spending $325. Are you stupid? Go to Submission FC. Get a gi that works, that's functional, That's not expensive. I think their most expensive geese.
But what if I
want to
pay $1,000 for a geese?
They have that too. Sawyer Wool has that.
That's so fucking gay.
It's crazy.
Why? Why would you pay that much money for a geese?
Well, I apparently it's you know how people are. Especially
I paid $60 or whatever.
Geese. Yeah.
Apparently, I don't need it though.
Your geese?
Yeah.
The other one?
Somewhere.
I have a bunch of them, but yeah. I mean, I wouldn't spend more than $150. I mean, $150 is justifiable because it is material, whatever. But $325, you got to be high. SubmissionFC.com, and there's nothing wrong with being high. I'm just saying. SubmissionFC.com, 10% off, code MMA.
You're saying you might not make the best decisions in your life if you're high.
Yes, right.
That's what you're trying to say.
But people are crazy because on Facebook, this goes, "Ooh, dude, the new Sawyer Wool gi is coming out on Monday. Like, are you getting in on this?" And I'm like, I'm looking at it. I'm going, yeah, not $325. Are you guys high? That's crazy. Who wants to buy that? And then there's always a guy at the gym shows up with the shit. And they do look good. They're nice geese, but
are they made in Pakistan?
Probably. They're made by Virgin.
We always get 8 million people emailing us. Hey, bro, Pakistan. I make you ghee. Thanks.
Well, they got the market figured out though. They release limited editions. They sell out every time. And the high price is high because you can't get them, and everybody wants them, and I don't know. Whatever. It's a geek.
Just go to Submission FC.
Just bleed.
Bleed all over.
Yes.
It's bleed proof, right?
Anyways. Go there or be.
Circle there. F the nuts.
Ooh, that's
this one,
quick.
This one.
I'm really not covering UFC 179.
No, fuck that's that weird. Shit. If it doesn't make sense, we're not covering it.
Okay.
We're not even going to review it.
Fuck you, UFC. I mean, not really.
No, better events. Well, 180 seems a little better, and I think 181 is the best one.
180 is the Mexico fight?
Mexico one?
Yeah, that'll be good. I like that one. When is that, November?
Yep. And, YouTube question from iHacker316. Who would be the best TRT fighter equivalent to TRT Vitor? And he says, just imagine TRT BJ Penn.
Yes! I'm with you. I was going to say that.
I don't know if you
love
can
it.
Pick better than that.
No, you can't. Dude, look at him against, I don't know. He says he was clean, but that was the best BJ we ever saw against Diego Sanchez. World class.
When he throws a head kick to top it off.
Cardio.
And then cuts him open.
Crazy. That no, for sure. BJ would, right now, if he was on TRT for a year.
I think he should do it.
I think he murders everybody. The skill level and technical ability, if he can just train and get his body to where it needs to be, stamina-wise and physical-wise, he's unstoppable.
Michael Bisping? Since he's had the receiving end of it, maybe he should go on it and then deliver it.
What about John Jones on TRT?
He probably is. I'm not surprised. That guy's on something. Look at his roid rage. You can't deny it.
Fuck you, pussy. Yeah. Are you still there? I love it. They need to have more of that. It's about the time they need to start that back up.
Yeah.
Right about now.
Yeah. What, did he finish his community service yet and all that? 40 hours and Cormier with his 20 hours?
You should get a shirt that says, still there, pussy? Question mark.
I love it. Pussy still there?
Yeah.
I like it. Preston Smith, he says, this is just an idea. I had about the new PED testing regimen that's much more intense. It's a time in a sport where possibly a high percentage of fighters are taking notice of this and cycling off, affecting their performance, and some not accepting fights. So just a general statement, I think that's pretty much what's happening right now anyway. It's like, yes, everyone cycles on, not everyone, 96.8% of the guys.
This is the official number?
Cycling on. Every show it goes up, by the way. But yeah. It's no bullshit because, as you see, the more we test, the more we fail.
Correct.
And
as is to be expected.
Yes, and especially when we're starting to do blood and random testing with that.
Well, next year I think will be interesting because they're doing out-of-competition testing and all that stuff.
Well, so. I still think they need to do less testing, and the more you test, the more you're going to find out we should have never opened this can of worms. Or if they're going to claim that it's random, you might want to tell your fighters when the test is coming. That's just me talking out loud.
Right, yes, Anderson Silva, your random drug test is coming November 18th. Just so you know.
Be aware.
Because it's random.
And don't run away or you'll be out of sport forever.
There you go.
Whoa, unless we're testing. Oh, that's a weird one. So here we go. Here's a what if. So say it's a Brazilian. He's in Brazil. Mm-hmm. And the fight's going to take place in Brazil. Mm-hmm. And the UFC is the regulating body mm-hmm. over there.
Okay.
They want to test, and the guy runs away. Does he get banned for life?
I'm not sure.
Hmm.
Why would he get banned?
Like, Vanderlei.
Is that what happened to him?
Yeah, he ran away, and they banned him for life.
But that was in Vegas, wasn't
it? Right.
Yes.
But I'm saying if the UFC is regulating it overseas...
Nah, they go, well, that is just a misunderstanding. Right?
There's a language barrier.
Yeah, correct.
You may not have understood the English so well.
Yes.
That's probably what happened.
Because we were in Brazil.
Right. And they speak Brazils.
Correct.
Ryan Mew, what was the specific MMA fight that made you fall in love with the sport?
Oh, I know what it is. You go first.
UFC 1, as I date myself, because I remember my brother telling me about this event. He's like, it's going to be fucking style versus style. It's no rules or very limited rules. And we had a fucking black box. That's not racist. We got every cable channel back in the day. And fucking, I saw all sorts of shit. And I had all my buddies over. And then you had, who's it? Gerard Gudeau versus the sumo wrestler. Yeah.
The guy who says he can drink 100 bottles of wine every day.
That fucking Lush, he's fighting. And he fucking kicks the tooth out into the crowd. Yeah. Like, holy fuck, what's going on here? I don't know. And then this Hoist Gracie character comes on. He's choking the shit out of everybody. And all my friends are getting pissed off. Like, what the fuck is this guy doing? This is sissy. Like, no, he's killing people if he wants
to.
You
can kill that guy.
You have no idea. He's killing people.
Yeah.
So it was pretty much UFC 1 for me.
Okay. Yeah, I'm way later. I don't recall which UFC this was, but it was over here after I'd known you for a little while, mm-hmm. that card we watched. I remember specifically when BJ Penn went flying in against Sean Sherk and kneed him the fuck into oblivion. I go, oh my God, you can do that? That's crazy. I remember going home and going, that was crazy. That was exciting. Yeah. And I'm like, I need more of this. What are you doing this again? Like, this is so cool. But that was one of the reasons why I think I love BJ Penn so much, is because that was really the first time I watched MMA closely, and him and Sean Sherk had that battle, and he just destroyed Sherk
mm-hmm.
against the cage, and that was just brutal.
Well, Sherk had those little stubby arms. He couldn't quite reach him. He had like a 40-inch reach.
Yep.
I'm like, God damn it.
That was good. It was exciting. I never saw anything like that before. And I was like, wow. So, good what about time. You, Ryan? You tell us.
Yes.
Is that Ryan, right? Ryan
yes.
Smith?
Yeah. Justin Dr. Bound Carter. I think he missed. Spelled on this one. He
are says, you still doctorate bound?
You damn right. You,
fucking
did you get your fucking
like
degree
years.
Yet? Come on, yeah. Son of a bitch. He says, Ingo, who has a better Jew-fro, you or Ben Askren?
Does Ben Askren? I'm not Jewish, first of all.
And now that I think of it, you two are kind of like, are you secretly Ben Askren?
Could be. Yeah. Although, yeah.
Yeah, he's
plus
wrestling
50
me.
Pounds.
Not, no one's looking. Ingo's just taking me down. Dotson's holding me on the ground.
Like, holding them down.
He's like, oh, your TRT.
You like this?
My wrestling defeats your TRT.
No, make me take you down again and hold you down.
Okay, great. But you're pillow fisting me all night. I don't like this.
Jufro. I do have a Jewish name. And it's funny because I have Jewish people I do business with outside of this whole scenario.
Yes.
And they do think I'm Jewish, although I'm not, but I have a Jewish name, but I don't know. Why? What the fuck does it have to do with anything? Jew fro? Do I have a fro? I guess I have a fro. I don't know. It used to be worse. I think when we started this thing, I had a lot more hair, and so did you.
I'm shaving it all up.
Yes.
Like a fuck.
I'm considering that.
It's all good.
Did you know my son got a haircut?
No.
By the way? Like
short?
Like this. Like freaky, creeped out, like, whoa, that looks like a whole different kid.
Whoa, that's creepy.
Because he had like a big fucking mop head. And this week he got it cut and he loves it.
Is that his choice then? You
his
want
choice.
It short?
Yeah, you want it short. You want it short like dad, which I'm like, I'm fine, whatever you want to do. I don't care. You want to go crazy with your hair, it doesn't matter. But he looks very different. You're going to freak out when you see him.
Good. Is he growing a beard? Did you get him on the juice?
No.
Tell me he's just like a champion soccer player. He's probably feeding them the juice. This stuff comes straight out of Germany.
No,
so
no,
just
no,
drink
no.
it.
Just eat this.
Drink it.
No, no, not yet.
All right, great.
Soon.
Wait till he's 7.
Yeah, he's too young.
It's all good.
Yeah.
Follow up. Hey, Matt, now that you're on the TRT Jesus load, who is more of a force of nature, you, Vitor, or Anthony Johnson's appetite? Well, it ain't Vitor anymore.
No.
It's Anthony Johnson. He's still on the good stuff.
Yeah, he's huge. That guy's gigantic, man.
He's fucking heavyweight.
Oh, my God.
He's a goddamn heavyweight.
It's crazy.
Gustavo Ribeiro, why do you think lighter divisions are less stacked than the heavier ones? Example, The top 10 welterweight, middleweight, light heavyweight, or heavyweight are all dangerous guys and champion material. And the top 5 flyweights, bantamweights, or featherweights can rarely even make an interesting fight with the champion.
Hmm. I don't know. That is an interesting question. I think that the talent pool is just less, perhaps.
Yeah. And the knockout power is less, so the level of enthusiasm. And maybe it always seemed like the top guy was so much more dominant. Oh, I know what it is, too. As you move up, the less mistakes you can make because mm-hmm. you get knocked the fuck out, especially True. In heavyweight, right? You make one mistake, and
you're
I think
done.
Brendan Schaub says it all the time.
You're done.
You make a mistake, you get knocked the fuck out. It's not going to happen at pie weight.
No, you can make lots of mistakes.
Right.
Before we go on, I do have to. I meant to ask you this way earlier. What are your thoughts on Anderson Silva saying that? I don't know if you read this.
No.
About the Brazilian, the reason right now that the Brazilian champs are a lot less than were in his era, because a lot of the Brazilian guys got knocked off the top of the champ, is that they stopped evolving. They rely too much on their jiu-jitsu. They haven't really come around MMA-wise. Like, the evolution in 5-10 years ago was towards jiu-jitsu, and now there's other things happening, and he feels like the Brazilians need to evolve to not be so proud of their jiu-jitsu game, because it seems like wrestling is really dominating MMA
at
this point.
I think it ebbs and flows. And it seems like a lot of the Brazilian guys are just staying over in Brazil and training there.
Okay.
So, like, you look at Renan Barão, Jose Aldo, like, they're in their camp. And what was the other camp? You had,
Brazil?
Yeah. So, like, what I'm saying is Brazil guys... Yeah, but he was with Black House, with Anderson Silva. But Machida was the one who seemed to break out more. And you see all these pictures where he's training with fucking everybody and anyone.
You think that's the key in MMA?
He's being more successful, though.
To whore yourself out to different...
I think you need to expose yourself to more things.
Everything. Okay.
Because you can't... And another example is, look at BJ Penn, not from Brazil, but a guy who stayed in one spot, big dog, never... Mm-hmm. went somewhere. I think you got to get out of your comfort zone. And I don't know, well, hearing what you're saying about Anderson Silva, maybe the guys in Brazil aren't getting out of their comfort
zone. You think they just kind of feel good about being good at jiu-jitsu.
But if you're fucking 27-0, do you need to get out of your comfort zone?
Well, I don't know, because...
Because, you know, you have Barão, who loses, but he didn't lose in how many years? And Aldo... When's the last time?
Well, I think that fucked him up mentally from the whole mess that happened there. I think the guy losing in the fashion that he did, he's gonna have a long road to recovery.
Well, that's the thing where you look at a guy who hasn't lost in a long time, and you need to see what happens. How do they react to that loss? And mentally, he might not be ready to take a loss if you've gone numerous years. And even... You say the same thing about Anderson Silva, right? Mm-hmm. So he fucks around a little bit with Weidman, gets knocked out, comes back in and gets a leg kick checked and breaks his leg. And mentally, where is he going to be at when he comes back? Probably not going to be throwing leg kicks against Nick Diaz, would be my guess. Not that Nick's going to check him, but mentally, he's got a whole other set of issues to deal with now.
Well, there's Brazilians that are starting to challenge for the title again. You got Verdum. And Silva is always in the mix. If he wins his fight against Diaz, I guarantee you they're giving him a title shot.
I don't want to see that. Do you? Him? If Weidman's still champion, do you want to see Anderson versus Weidman?
Vitor Belfort has the shot at the title.
He's got no shot.
No.
No TRT. No shot. Ingo. That fight's still not going to even happen.
No.
We'll see.
Anyways, sorry to derail your Ask the Nuts question.
That's all
I meant to ask you this earlier. I forgot. Came to me.
It's all good. Gabe Hernandez, is Conor McGregor the next Anderson Silva?
No. I don't.
He's like 60 pounds lighter than him. Fuck no.
No, I don't think a couple of fights to be dominant. I think he's got a long road to go before you can put him up there with the greats. He's definitely a good shit talker. He might be the next Jael Sonnen. I think he may already be the next Jael Sonnen at this point.
Mm-hmm.
So. He's got to win some more fights.
I think he's better than Chael, though, because I think this is where Chael is more scripted and Conor speaks from the heart.
Sure. You said that before, I recall. Yeah, maybe. Yeah, that's probably accurate. That's
and we need to see what he's going to do. I mean, it looks like he's going to have a good career, but he's not champ yet. And he needs to get the title, and he needs to defend that title.
Yeah.
So we'll see.
And he needs to lose. See what happens once he loses. I'm curious.
He needs to take one for the team.
Yes, he does.
Multiple times.
Yes.
He hasn't lost in a while. He's got one or two.
Does he?
Okay. Or 10.
I thought he has none.
He's got one.
Okay. Well, good.
Kyle Jett, Fantasy Football. We need different names. Why are the Bears so shit?
Cutler.
Oh, that's blasphemy. I'll tell you why. They need to play on real grass.
Don't they play on real grass?
Nah, they play on some bullshit. That's why they're 0-3 at
home.
Wait,
that shit in Soldier Field is not real grass?
It's never been. They never will.
Oh, I thought it was.
No.
Why not?
Because they're pussies.
That's fucked up.
Hey, pussy. That's the grass. You need it.
Oh, really? I never knew that. Yeah. It looks like real grass.
The players all want real grass, and they will never... There's some conspiracy with the fucking Soldier Field and, like, the Park District, and I forgot what the reason... They have some bullshit reasoning behind it, but real grass is the way to go, and they won't do it.
It's hard to maintain.
Too much uptake. But then they would keep tearing up what it was ever there and putting shit down. Like, what are you fucking doing? Huh. And I don't know. Midwest, they might have real grass. I might just be talking out my ass. I don't know anymore.
Are you sure it's not real grass?
I haven't been following the Bears.
Like real grass.
I know they're not doing very well.
The Bears.
A big blowout in the locker room.
Though. The Bulls.
Yeah, why don't we follow a real team like the Blackhawks?
Or the Detroit Lions.
That's fine. I give up on football. They want to be like the Chicago Cubs.
I really haven't watched. I've been watching a lot of soccer, man. I like soccer.
All good. In the hoods.
Exciting.
Matt Hines, all-time favorite fight poster.
Poster?
Yeah.
Wow. That's a good one. I'm looking around your room. Which one?
I still think it's that GSP versus Diaz one. Where Nick is in
good.
The background like yes. Jaws getting ready to fucking eat.
That GSP 138. What is it?
I can't see it from here. I think it's 58.
Something 8. Anyways.
Or UFC 151 that never happened, but I have a poster.
Oh, you have that poster?
It's in the corner there.
You have just one?
Yep. Jones versus Hendo.
That's a good one. Yeah, I think definitely the Diaz eating GSP like a shark.
Yes.
Yeah, oh, the good. Rest of them are just kind of boring.
Yeah, the rest are all bullshit, except that other one that we were talking about before where...
The Hendrix?
Yeah.
That was a good
180,
one.
Is that 181? That's got to... Yeah, that's yes. 181.
Yeah, that's
you
a good
You have the
one.
Two title fights, and yep. then... what else is on there? Schaub versus somebody that we want to see him get knocked out? Can't remember.
Excuse me.
What's your all-time favorite beer?
You go first.
Well, I'm limited in the choices now since I'm the gluten-free edge. But before that, I liked a good Guinness. But right now, I'll tell you this fucking Greene's Double Dark Ale straight out of Belgium. The shit.
Yeah.
With whatever jizz is in here. It's awesome.
Yeah. You know... It's hard because I drink so many different kinds of beers and it switches up seasonally.
Yeah.
I would say that still to this day, probably my favorite beer is Bell's Oberon. That's brewed in Kalamazoo, Ooh. Michigan.
Bell's Oberon.
Yeah, it's their summer brew. And if you get it just right where it's fresh and tasty, it has that perfect summery taste to it with like a little bit of sentiment left in the... Oh, it's good. It's very delicious. You know, Michigan got voted one of the top states for beer in the country. Just recently. Apparently, microbrew-wise, they're doing pretty damn well. So,
going straight out of Detroit.
Not Detroit. More like the west part of the Kalamazoo, sad. Grand Rapids area. Yeah. But, you know, it's all good.
It is all good. And then Matt, he says, also wanted to add that you two scallywags are the best.
Thanks.
Is what that is pirate
a,
speak?
What is a scallywag?
I don't know. It's cool, though. I like
whatever
it.
Whatever that means.
Rodrigo Machado, he said, I'll ask my question again since you guys didn't answer last time. What do you guys listen to in terms of music and any bands you'd recommend?
Okay, go for it.
My music mix is pretty eclectic. Mine like
too.
My book collection, as you
too.
Would see.
I'm everywhere.
I mean, it's from like Red Hot Chili Peppers to Rage Against the Machine to maybe System of the Down. Very angry at times, some of the music. Pantera.
Okay. You're on the
Beast,
angry,
but then you flip it to the other
the
side.
Spectrum.
You hit the Beastie Boys. I'll throw in some 80s, some 90s, fucking alternative, some Smashing Pumpkins.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Well, it's no secret. I'm a huge Pink Floyd fan. Mm-hmm. I love Pink Floyd.
Silverchair is your second favorite band.
No, Silverchair.
Silverchair.
You know, I lately kind of like, I feel like Coldplay is getting into the realm of the Pink Floyd, although they're more modern, whatever, with their whole, the musical ability, whatever. Mm. But I listen to a lot of shit, you know, depending on what I'm doing, I'll even listen to rap, you know, here and there. Little Dr. Dre, little
gangster.
Snoop Dogg.
He likes to, we go to a shooting range, he's always shooting sideways.
Yeah. Fucking. No, when I'm doing it, when I'm doing the kettlebells and stuff, for some reason, the gangster rap is like, gets me going. I don't know why, but it's kind of weird. But then I'll do.
Back up in your ass with the resurrection.
That's right.
Nice.
I'll do classical. I'll do, it really depends on the mood. I'll do country. I'll do, you know, I'm a big Kenny Chesney fan. I love, like...
are you with Hootie and the Blowfish? Hootie, Darius...
yeah, Hootie's Rucker. Good. He's got the new thing, Darius Rucker. He's pretty good. He's got... I'm a big... fucking... What the fuck is the name now? I can't think of it.
Just hum it along.
Huh?
I'm sure we'll get it.
Hum it along.
We'll get pulled off on anything.
Black Keys, you know? I've listened to a lot of Black Keys. I'm all over. It really depends on the mood. I don't know. If you looked at my music collection, it's pretty, like, you'd probably be like, really? I mean, I got all kinds of weird shit in there. Yeah. So.
It's all good.
Yeah.
I throw a little Me First in the Gimme Gimmes out there. A little shout out. Yeah. Oh, yeah. They do a lot of covers. Like, I don't know. What style is that? Is it like ska? I have no fucking idea. Old school. And Dan Hill. Where do you guys view Lombard in the welterweight division? He says, I personally feel UFC doesn't want him champ because they rarely fight him, and I feel he's easily number one in the division.
Well, I think he's definitely top five, but, you know, he's had like an up and down kind of momentum thing going. So
yeah, who's he fighting next? I know, and he's mentioned it too, about Woodley avoiding him like the plague.
Oh, sure. I don't remember who's fighting.
That's a problem.
I feel like MMA Nuts is getting further and further from MMA slowly as time
goes on. We're becoming a little more topical.
I see.
Which is that's okay. Right.
That's fine. Yeah. We're talking less fights and more...
Gangbangs.
Yes. Anal gangbangs, to be specific.
Ooh.
Yes.
All good.
How many dicks can you fit in an anal cavity?
I don't really want to know that unless it's my cavity.
165,000.
And Alex Greener will round it out. He said, what would you do for a Klondike bar?
Ooh, a lot. I haven't had one in a while.
Suck a dick.
Thank you. I was about to say
suck
that.
Suck a dick.
Suck a dick.
I look right at you. You, right there.
I remember, like, it brings me back to, like, a Boys in the Hood scene. Ooh. Remember? Do you see that movie ever,
no.
Boys in the Hood? Where she's like, she's trying to get some money for crack or whatever. She's like, I'll suck your dick. He's like, bitch, I don't want that. He's like, take a cheeseburger. Whatever. Eat the fucking cheeseburger.
Nice.
Anyways. Nothing like being cracked out.
That's it. Okay, knowledge?
That's
it. What's going on? We're going to be off next week, right?
Supposedly. We'll see.
Allegedly. Maybe.
I think that's a good plan.
Because we're working on this fucking video game thing.
Yes.
To come out.
I've been gaming a shit ton. I've been gaming, like, playing a lot of FIFA 15 and really enjoying Diablo still. And what have you been playing?
Dead Rising 3.
You like that game?
Fucking enjoy
I saw that. I was like, that's so Matt. He's all over that shit.
Because, you know, I was playing the Destiny, and it was okay.
I like that game.
And
then, you burn yourself out on
no,
it.
No, it's the fucking multiplayer. The PvP is shit.
He hates being last.
If you put in so many hours and you can't end up in first place, that's bullshit.
Fucking
bullshit. The game is broken. Okay. Because then I could put in a little Titanfall, which I haven't played in months. And within a game, first place, the skill is still there. That's the problem.
Fair
like,
enough.
You should be able to...
I'm okay with being last. I'm used to it.
I'm not. I don't like it. Unless I'm free world, like the Grand Theft Auto 5, which is going to come out on the new consoles soon,
three or
right?
4 weeks, yeah. 3 weeks, maybe.
The Dead Rising 3, where it's just, you do what you want. There's some missions. You don't have to fucking compete. And if I compete, I want to.
Okay.
Can't help it.
Fair enough. Fair enough. I got you.
So, we're going to have some fun this weekend.
I'm gonna play some games. I'm gonna start a fucking new thing.
We're gonna make it rain.
Like usual.
You get your bazooka of $100 bills?
Fuck yeah. Just wait. It's gonna sit on a pallet and we're fucking make it rain. It's all good.
Shooting everywhere.
That's it. Shut down.
That's been this week's edition of MMA Nuts. My name is Ingo Weigold.
Matt Griffith. Thanks for playing.
I'm hungry.
Words. Take that meat that I'm going to give you and put it in your mouth, Ingo. And that's not... You can't sexually harass someone by saying, putting my meat in your mouth.
I feel violated right now.
Awesome. We'll end it like that. A violation.
Thank you.
A masturbation.
I'm suing. And we have witnesses.
Exasperation.
Masturbation?
Contemplation.
Constipation?
Constipation. Contemplation.
Nothing like a little constipation.
Yes. This is totally making it in the show.
Yes.
Okay. Done.
Bye. Go away. Why are you still here? Be gone.
Fucking off.